mean, for us, Netherlands life kind of carries on uninterrupted. But personally, the pandemic for me has meant a lot more time physically at home with my 4-year-old daughter and a husband who works full time or more than full time, which we're very looking for. He's getting to work from home. But it's a lot to balance for me time wise, being a parent and now being the teacher with work, and I do freelance graphic design, chair of Mountain Forum for Peace, and I am the chair of the Netherlands Towns Parks and Recreation Advisory Board. I serve on the Historical Society Board. I'm the manager and caretaker of the Netherlands' only house museum, the Gillespie House Museum, which is a fantastic little treasure too. And these are all volunteer positions that I take on since becoming a mother, because I became a stay-at-home mother. It wasn't economically viable for me to continue working with a child at first. So I took on more and more volunteer positions and got more and more interconnected with different things around town. But yeah, I do it because I love it. And I've met so many wonderful, like, caring, compassionate people through this. Wouldn't have it any other way. I just really appreciate living in a community that's worth being involved in, and that you feel like it's altruism, but you're getting something back. Everyone gets something out of it. Just if there's one more moment, I would just give a little word about Mother's Day, which is something else. Being this weekend at the time of recording, it will be Mother's Day tomorrow. And in the US, our Mother's Day dates back to 1870. And this is something Mountain Forum for Peace marks every year with a vigil at the Peace Garden. We mark 1870 when abolitionist poet Julia Ward Howe, she wrote the Mother's Day Proclamation. And that was an appeal for mothers across the world to unite for peace. Julia was an early feminist. She believed women had a job to help shape their societies, both morally and politically. So every year we usually get together, we read the Mother's Day Proclamation, and it's just a way for ourselves to feel a recommitment to peace and to the anti-war message, and a kind of a community gathering down at the Peace Garden. So this year we will be doing that remotely, as with most of our other actions. But no, it's a great thing to be involved in. And we'll also be hosting a series of speakers this summer, hopefully with KGNU's Alternative Radio's David Barsamian is a regular speaker of ours, who is fantastic. We will be hopefully doing a summer series of different environmental and peace-driven speaker series down at the Chipeta Park in town. So we're in talks with the town about that too. There are lots of good positive stuff.